Hi, this is Peter Slavitt welcoming you to my roundup of 2014 in three shows covering my 21 favourite European albums of the year. No apologies for sticking to Europe. None of the American stations or magazines ever mention jazz in Europe, so I don't see why I should mention jazz from America. Anyway, there's no attempt to be objective here, just the albums I like best and expect to keep playing into 2015. We have five from the UK, five from Scandinavia, three from Italy, three from Germany, Austria, Switzerland, two from France, and one each from Belgium, Spain, and Armenia. We have two albums of solo piano, three duos, and three big bands, and the rest are a mixed bag. And goodness me, I've had to leave out some fantastic music. Bands and artists that I really like, such as Alex Hawkins, Quadriceratops, Trio Riot, and many more, I could easily give you a very fine second 21, and probably a third as well, but we don't have time for that. So, to make my life easier, for each of the 21, I've decided to play the first track on the album, with one exception that I'll tell you about later. So it's deliberately random. And do let me know what you think. If I've left out your favourite, do tell me. And if I've included something you hated, tell me that too. And if you'd like a copy of the full list, let me know. In all cases, just send me an email to peterslavid@hotmail.com. And all three shows, all 21 tracks, will be available on mixcloud.com/UKjazz from December the 20th. So on we go with the music. In today's show, we're going to cover numbers 1 to 6. But before we do that, I want to give a very honourable mention to two very fine compilation albums. The first is a compilation from Babel of jazz from France, compiled very well by Kevin Legendre, and it's a very fine album. The other is a compilation of Arabic jazz, also some really interesting music. So, I'm going to play a track from each of those before we continue with our top six. Thank you. Okay, first up there you heard a track from the wonderful Lebanese oud player Rabbi Abu Khalil, and that comes from the Rough Guide to Arabic Jazz, a terrific compilation that. And the second track was from the Orchestre National de Jazz, led by Daniel Ivinek, from an album of John Hollenbeck's music. And that came from a new album from Babel called Now's the Time 3, Focus on France and Luxembourg, selected by Kevin Legendre. And it's a very fine collection. I'm sure there's a few I would have included that Kevin didn't, but nonetheless, a very good introduction to French and Luxembourg jazz. So that's two compilation albums that might be considered part of my top 20, but it's not really fair to include compilations. So we will move on with the top six. This is the third of three programs featuring my top 21 albums of 2014. And we move on with number six.
We'll be right back.
So that was the Chaos Orchestra from their album Island Mentality. Like most big bands, they're even better live, but this is a very fine album. Yes, it's chaotic, but great fun, I thought. And on that track you heard solos from Alex Roth on guitar and Mike Underwood on saxophone. The whole thing is put together by the terrific young trumpeter Laura Jurd, and it's a great album. Chaos Orchestra Island Mentality. The top of 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 Was Rita Marcatulli on piano and Luciana Biondini on accordion with a terrific duo album called La Strada Invisibile. It comes from a series of duo albums put together by ACT. Really enjoyable, I thought, and this one was definitely the best of the bunch. And in complete contrast, the next track is the best of a bunch of very fine, heavy rock-oriented jazz albums this year. This is Bushman's Revenge. So Norwegian jazz has a pretty wide range, from that very dreamy stuff to this sort of thing. And they don't come much better than Bushman's Revenge from their album Thou Shalt Boogie. Composer and guitarist Evan Helter Hermansen, electric bassist Rune Neergaard and drummer Gard Nielsen, plus the guest artist David Valumrod on Hammond and clavinet and various other keyboards. Next up is a bit of a cheat. I've actually been playing this album since last Christmas, but it was only released this year, technically, so it gets into my top list at number 3. Thank you. So that was Pigfoot, a real British supergroup of Chris Batchelor on trumpet, Liam Noble on piano, Oren Marshall on that amazing tuba, and Paul Clarvis on drums. The album is called 21st Century Acid Trad, and it's a wonderfully affectionate look at some jazz classics. That was, of course, Basin Street Blues. Okay, at number two, we have some solo piano from one of Italy's leading jazz pianists, Umberto Petrin. He's played with just about everybody around the scene, from Gianluigi Trevisi to Tim Byrne to Anthony Braxton to Lee Konitz. Very fine pianist, and I really enjoyed this album of solo piano. This is Traces and Ghosts from Umberto Petrin. Umberto Petrin's album Traces and Ghosts. And finally we come to my favourite album of the year. I haven't been able to find any English language reviews of this album, which comes to us from Switzerland on the Intact label, although there have been plenty of German language reviews. Accordionist Hans Hassler has a classical and folk background, and he plays here with Gerhard Ullmann on bass clarinet, Jürgen Kupke on clarinet, and Bert Fulmi on percussion. And it's a wonderful, quirky sound with some really fine improvising. Thank you. So, that was my CD of the year, called Hassler. Do let me know what you think of my selections. I'm peterslavid@hotmail.com. Send me an email and I'll send you a full list of my top 21 CDs. And you can always listen to all three programmes covering all 21 albums on mixcloud.com. We'll play out with another track, my favourite one from my favourite CD, Hassler. I hope you've enjoyed the selection, and I hope you have a great time over the holidays and a very happy new year, and I'll be back with more great music in 2015.
Yeah.